thank you for this day. Thank you so much for this day of breath in my lungs, Lord, that lift us up here today, Lord, as we hear your word, as it gets etched on our heart, that we learn to live the way that you want us to live. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen.
It's been a funny week, so. Let's see. Making a decision. It's time to make some decisions. Trying to live in a balanced life that Christ wants us to live in, a balanced life. So we're going to start off today in Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. Therefore, whoever hears these words, these sayings of mine, and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who builds his house on the rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain came, rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on the house, and it fell. And it was a great fall. We all look for relief in certain things in our lives. And the relief that we always seem to come to, it's at that moment, that decision at that moment. I'm going to make a choice right now of where my house is built. I have the knowledge of God. I am in complete understanding of what God wants me to do in any decision. The battle, the warring in my mind is which decision will I make? You know, I got to bring it up, so it's hard for me not to bring life experiences in there. I met with someone yesterday that brought me to a point I haven't been in a long time. And it was a point where they wanted to bring me to violence. They wanted me to fight them. They were puffing up on me. They were like, what are you going to do about it? And it was like, I couldn't believe that this moment became a moment of violence. Now, there wouldn't have been a question. And there was no question. There wasn't going to be violence. I'm going away. There wasn't going to be violence. And they basically chased me out the door. So finally, I said a couple things I shouldn't have said. I wish I didn't say. They weren't really bad, but they weren't great. I didn't swear at them. They were swearing at me and swearing at me. They swore at my Jesus hat. It was like, and I didn't want to fight. It was like it wasn't in my heart anymore to fight. It was gone. It was probably one of the weirdest things I could experience. So basically, the knowledge that I have from God is my relief is in Jesus. Right? That's where I'll go. All my relief would have been in violence. That's where I've always gone, is relief in violence. Relief in drugs. Right? Because my belief would have went from resting in Christ to believing that a punch in the face would make this situation better. Or smoking a joint would make this situation better. Or drinking some whiskey would make this situation better. But there was nothing to be made better. It was already better. And I believe it's due to this. My house is built on the rock. Right? I'm not looking for an excuse to get violent anymore. I used to look for, what's he going to say to me? Right? I used to look for that. I don't look for that anymore. And when it came upon me, I didn't get enticed by it. I actually was in total shock that it went from a question to where someone wanted to assault me. And I couldn't believe it because this, you know, as I reflect on it, he was being what I used to be. And I couldn't understand it. It was so, because his house was like a foolish man, right? As my house used to be, right? I don't need an excuse to get violent anymore. I don't get violent. I can walk away. I've changed. What is your house built on? If you're looking for a reason to get high, it'll come. I talked to someone who had, he's got like, I don't know, 30 years sober. And he said to me, when I was going through some troubles myself, he said to me, if my child dies, I'm going to get drunk. I said, well, you found an excuse, why wait? Why not get drunk now? If that's the excuse you're going to wait for, my relationship isn't any good, I'm going to get drunk. You know what, today I'll just go get drunk. Well, you found a reason, you're just going to go do it. You're not going to sit on the rock of Christ, you're going to go do it. I'm going to go smoke cigarettes because I'm resting on sand. I'm going to go see what the world offers me, not with Christ. I'm not going to stay on this rock. Chapter 8, verse 1. When he had come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, a leper came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Then Jesus put out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing, be cleansed. Immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Immediately, gone. Right? God touched him. Boom. Right? We've all been cleansed. We're in here because we've been cleansed from something. And that cleansing is only as good as you accept it, right? If something comes into my life, I don't have to get violent. I don't have to go smoke. I don't have to go do drugs. I don't have to do any of that. Because I have Jesus in my life. He has cleansed me of that. I'm not capable of doing that on my own. I have to have God, right? I read some things out there called steps somewhere in there. They had to have God. I have found God. I have accepted him, and I am willing to build my house upon him. I built my house upon all the other stuff, and it kept crumbling. I could never get satisfaction for the things that I was trying to work myself through, but now I have Christ, and at a moment that I usually crumble, I was able to stay and stand and look at it as if this is just crazy, when it used to be just the normal. It's so wild to watch, right? It's just, if he can do that for me, right? Me, watching me, I have a reflection of me coming at me. that was pretty bizarre. They're gonna lock me up, you know. Chapter 7, verse 13. Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. So we all come, everybody comes. You've watched tons of people walk in and out of this church, and I can, the list would be so long of the people who have left between the moment that I accepted Christ to this moment now, back in the Saugus Church and down in Baltimore and all the places that I've been to that took part of walking around with Jesus. As they come in widely, it gets narrower, right? And what happens is my sins start to fall away as I focus my mind on Christ. It stays upon Christ. No, I don't do that anymore. No, I don't go there because I want to participate. I don't go there anymore. I don't want to be places that I shouldn't be. Although there may be some place that God needs me that I wouldn't normally go, I will go if he brings me. Not me bringing me, him bringing me. I got to go somewhere this week, Thursday. I went to a place down by Goffstown. I think it's Daring, New Hampshire. That's what, well, his mansion. What a place, man. What a place. You go there and you leave the world outside the grounds. 300 acres. 300 acres. It's a farm. And you go there and you live and you follow Christ for a year to get rid of all your addictions. You work on all your addictions, all your abuses. You basically do, they're not a 12-step place, but basically they're doing the 12 steps. Because it's all the same. That came out of the Bible. This is what the Bible does. That's what you do. You gotta find something greater than you. They find Jesus Christ. They're willing to accept that. And then you gotta ask for forgiveness, and you gotta have, you know, humility, and you're gonna live. No more phones, no more TV. You leave the world out there and you just go spend a year with Jesus. I don't know if I could do it. Man, it was so incredible. It was before lunch, we went and we did worship. So a half an hour of singing songs to Jesus, talking to each other about, it was Thankful Thursday. What are you thankful for today? Something that you're thankful for today. And then we'd sing a song, and then we'd talk about something thankful. It was awesome, man. It was awesome just living in Jesus. Inside this world that we live in, you can take the time out and go live with Jesus. You can. They're doing it. They're doing it. If they can do it, I can do it. You know, when I did martial arts, I seen guys do all kinds of stuff with people. They were flipping people around. They were breaking bricks and boards and all kinds of stuff. And I said, if they can do that, I can do that. Well, if they can live with Jesus Christ, I can live with Jesus Christ. Just Jesus Christ. Man, am I being shown so many things? I got to get rid of this phone. It owns me. Everything I do, I got to turn around and check with my phone. I got to see if the phone does this, the phone does that. Someone wants me, the phone says, if I got something coming, if I want to go shopping, I get my phone. I do everything with this phone. I'm following the chip. I'm chasing the world around with my phone. Right? That's the wide path. The guy I went with still has a flip phone. Right? That's all he does. He has a flip phone. If I need something more than that, it'll be brought to me or I'll go to it. Unbelievable. What path are you on? Are you still in the wide path? Are you still in the house of sand? Well, if you're wide and you're on the sand, you're going to collapse. The right thing at the wrong moment is going to come, and you're going to be crushed. And guess what? You're going to look for relief, and you're going to go back to relief for what you used to know. We're going to get to that. Because you don't have a choice. Because you refuse to walk this narrow path. It's a choice. Will you cleanse me? Will you? Not only will I, bing, it's done. Nobody should be in this room, especially me. Because I've been cleansed by the blood of Christ. Right? His being placed on that cross was so brutal, but it was my sin that was being placed upon him. That was the brutality. That's what was placed upon him. He took that beating. That was my beating. I should have got that beating. He took that. I want to follow that path. Romans chapter 7, verse 18. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, nothing good dwells. See, because if I just was there in the flesh yesterday, I probably would be needing bail money today. It would have been my fault. I know it would have. That's the way the system works, right? The devil wants to take me out because there's nothing good dwells in me. He attacks me what he knows that I have been willing to follow before for him. For to will is present with me, right? I don't want to do that stuff anymore. I don't want to do that no more. I don't want to be violent no more. I don't want to do drugs anymore. I don't want to go running around crazy anymore. I don't want to do that stuff. It's present in me. But how to perform what is good, I do not find. Right? And when I find it in a church, in fellowship, I don't want to do the full participation of it. I want to do it my way. I want to just do a little here and a little of that, and I'll just do some here, and, you know, maybe, oops, I swore too many times today. Why? Because I don't want to place my heart on the rock. I don't want to push the world out and live with Christ. I want to have a piece of the world with me. I want to stay in that. And what happens when the hard time comes? Does the house collapse? It gets better as it goes. You can, you know, we're all going to fail, but how far is the failure going to take you? 7:21. I find then a law that evil is present with me, the one who wills to do good. I want to do good. I haven't met anybody that said, I'm going to quit drugs for 2 days. No, I want to quit today. I want to stop it. I don't want to be violent anymore. Until the devil places something that attaches to my flesh that loves violence and says, come on, let's go. What are you going to do about it? What? That becomes nonsensical. It's stupid. Why did I ever do that? It's so stupid. Now it seems stupid to me. Why? Because I'm built on the rock. I live with him. When they said, we're going to take you and put you on the cross, he didn't go, yeah. He could have sneezed and wiped out the universe. He didn't do that. The one who wills to do good. We try hard to do the right thing, but because we've built on the sand and not on the rock, when it becomes a problem, we fall into our old past. The devil sucks us down, and we go because we haven't made the commitment to God that I'm not going to do it. Just not going to do it. I'm not going back there. Until you practice not going back there. Right? I practiced. It seems to be in my face a lot more lately. Violence being presented at me. Foul, vulgar language being thrown at me that it would have snapped me. It didn't. Just didn't. This is, I can't do that. I can't fix that in me. I have never found a way to fix that in me. It was gone. It wasn't there. To fight wasn't there. Of course, by the time later on in the afternoon gets there, I'm thinking of some things because my nature is horrible. But I didn't go and I didn't do them because it's stupid. Romans 7:23. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. Captivity, right? I want to be set free. I'm stuck in what? The captivity of violence, which is a sin. I'm not there to protect myself. I went there to ask a question. It went bad. I need to leave. But if I stayed in the captivity of the sin, the strike would have happened, whoever was to be blamed, there would have been police, there would have been an issue, there might have been hospital, there could have been death. I don't know if there was guns, I don't know nothing. New Hampshire, everybody, you gotta assume everybody up here has a gun. It didn't go there. And it didn't go there because it wasn't in me. It wasn't in me. And there's only one way it can't be in me, is when I'm not living in the flesh and I'm living in Christ and I'm letting the Holy Spirit control the entire issue. Because as me, I'm getting in a fight. And then I'm going drinking. Because now if I punch him, it gets in a fight, I end up arrested, I might as well go drinking because the church is gone, my work is gone, everything I ever do is gone, and everybody in my life who doesn't like me is going to say, see? We knew he was faking. We knew he was a liar. All that Jesus stuff was just a fake. Right? That's what happens. Boom. In the blink of an eye, it's gone. Right? I know I had 15 years. They were jumping up and down for joy when I went back out drinking. I proved to them I was a liar while I was sober. Well, Satan wants to prove that I'm a liar up here preaching this word, not being willing to follow it. O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? Right? That's what I've wanted all my life. I wanted to be out of this fighting, drunkenness, incarceration, psychiatric facilities, all these drugs, man. I didn't know how to get out of there. I was stuck in there, trapped in there. I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. That's where the safety comes, right? I thank God. What am I thankful today for? I thank God I didn't get in a fight yesterday. I can't thank me. Me didn't do it. God did it, because me would fight. God did it. I have to thank him for my breath of fresh air and freedom today, because I should be incarcerated from what I normally do of what happened yesterday. The only way out was through Christ. So then with my mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with my flesh, the law of sin. Paul is saying this way back then, a couple thousand years ago, that he's having this battle. It's a constant battle. We're all going to have it. But when I rest in Christ, there's the answer. But if I rest in me, I'm on sand. And it's quicksand. Sooner or later, I'm going. It all ties in. Why write all this stuff if it doesn't tie in together to show you what? I don't know how to get out of this. Here you go. Here's a full book of how to get out of this. Anything that you're involved in your life. Here's the way out. Truth. You can be set free. I was so set free yesterday. When I first hit church down in Saugus, I was talking to Roy about this earlier. I was so afraid that I wasn't going to want to fight someday. That I would stand there and just take a beat. Now, I had stood there many times and took a beat. But all of a sudden, now I was being afraid of that, right? Because I just couldn't put that guard down. That, you know, someone said something, I gotta answer them. No matter what the outcome is, right? So at one point, there was one particular man that if I bumped into him, we'd have to fight. There's no way about it. We'd have to fight. And I was probably in church about 9 months, and I was really battling with this, you know, you gotta love everybody, and I'm not gonna do this, and I can't do that, I gotta protect myself. I knew if I seen this person, both of us had to do something. And I knew he was locked up, but he got out. And I was in a pot store, and he walked in this door, and I walked in that door. We did our business, he went out that door, and I went out this door. God was showing me then that this is how it works. But I went out and sat in my car, and I watched, and I looked around to see where he was, to know where, you know, I had to make sure I was safe, that there wasn't going to be a problem, because it would have been a real bad problem. He was gone. It wasn't even there. I thought this was so stupid yesterday. I can't believe the changing of my heart and my mind that has happened to me. I didn't think about swearing at him. I didn't. That's like, wow. And if that's what he does with me, this is what he'll do with everybody. But you've got to build your house on that rock, and you've got to walk that narrow path. You've got to not take the world in with you. Take yourselves with God and go do God's work. Or you end up back in the same thing all over again. How did I end up here? Why did this? Because you're not letting God do the changes. He's cleansed you. He's killed Satan. He's destructed him. He's defeated. You have won. You've got a way out. All you have to do is believe it. And then walk it. Walk it. I don't drink anymore. How do I know? Because I didn't pick up a drink. That's how you know. The other part is this final part here. Ecclesiastics. See, I almost said Ecclesiastics right? Ecclesiastics. You know what I'm saying? That I couldn't say that word. I didn't know how it was spelt. I didn't know what that. I couldn't even say that word when I first heard hit church. I didn't understand enough to be able to say ecclesiastics. That's a gift from God. Chapter 4. Ecclesiastics, chapter 4, verse 9. Two are better than one, because they have good reward for their labor. For if they fall, one will lift up his companion. But woe to him who is alone when he falls, for he has no one to help him up. It's called fellowship. It's called fellowship. Who are you fellowshipping with? Are you fellowshipping with people that are giving you worldly answers, or are you in the narrow path that you're going to call someone that's going to pray with you and give you scripture for the day to live on? You can't be in sand and on the rock at the same time, because the sand will start giving away. He's given us perfect examples. Right? We are the lepers. He has cleansed us. His blood has washed us clean of all our sins. We are set free completely if we'll stay on the rock. It just made me think of a movie. We watched it the other day. So what is it, Tremors? Right? There's monsters living in the sand. But if you stand on the rock, think about it. If you stand on the rock, they can't get to you. Right? The only place you're safe is on top of the rock. They can't tunnel through the rock. Right? There you go. The monster can't get you. You're on top of the rock. Get in the car, you're done for. Get in the rock, you're good. Wow. Man. Fellowship's accountability. Fellowship is when I say, hey, I'm hurt. I want to go do something I shouldn't ought to do. Hey, I'm having a really good day. I'm going to go do something I shouldn't ought to do. And be held accountable to that. Fellowship. Men to men, women to women. Fellowship. Truth. Honesty. Narrow path. People don't want to live that way. They want to keep a secret. They don't want to get out there and say, hey, I'm going to call you if I'm going to do something I shouldn't ought to be doing. And the more I walk that path, it just becomes natural. It's hard to fathom. I didn't swear or strike this guy. I've never been that close in an argument that it didn't end that way. It had to end that way. It wasn't a thought of mine to end that way. It just seemed so stupid. It was stupid. It was incredible. But what a blessing. Right? What I get to take home with that is my t-shirt that I got. Right? Be careful with danger. Be careful what you say to pastor. He'll turn it into a sermon. Right? Because life is a sermon. Life is everything that God needs you to be placed in front of and see how you're going to do it. Satan says, watch what I do with pastor today. God says, sure, go ahead. Have a good day. He's ready for it. Right? People say, you'll never get more than you can handle. God said I was ready for it. That's how much God believes in me. Right? He believes in me. So he shows me, and it's wild. Because I'm not capable. Never thought I was, never thought I was going to be able to. And here it is, I've been delivered. I'm set free from the captivity of sin through Jesus Christ, so that on my mind myself serve the law of God. I serve the law of God. If I bring God in with me, God's not punching nobody in the face. I serve the law of God. That's who came with me. That's what I preserved. That's what I stuck to. I stood on my rock, and I'm home today, and I'm ready here to do a sermon, and that's what we got. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Lord, thank you so much, Lord, for the changing of my heart, Lord, that only you could do that, because I never was able to, and you've done it. May I hold true to it always, Lord. If there's anybody that would like to be in your family, Lord, let this be the time, let this be the place. Just repeat after me. Dear Jesus, I know you're the Son of God. Forgive me. Come into my heart and live. I want to know you. With that said, Lord, touch everybody's heart. Touch them with peace, total freedom, the cleansing, a total cleansing, Lord, and let them accept it and understand and know that it only can come from you. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen. Amen.